If you love the smell of food, nothing can match this creature's sense of smell to find a good meal. When they're hungry, they can pick up a scent 18 miles away. We track them on today's American Countryside, brought to you by AgriLiquid, whose goal is to prosper the farmer. That means less applied fertilizer, more food, fiber, and fuel. Learn more at agroliquid.com.
There are a ton of companies jumping on the low-salt, micronutrient, high-efficiency bandwagon. It's like they discovered something new. That's what we've been doing for over 30 years. Don't be a guinea pig. Decades of research and millions of acres have gone into developing AgriLiquid's full line of fertilizers. With all the mergers and buyouts in this industry, it's nice to know there are some things you can count on. Solid agronomics, balanced nutrition. It's who we've always been. AgriLiquid, same great company, just easier to say our name. Visit agriliquid.com.
Whether you are a serious collector of antiques and the classics or just love old farm machinery, Machinery Pete's Classic Tractor Price Guide is the one resource you'll enjoy. This book is jam-packed with prices, facts, and stories about all kinds of antique and classic farm equipment from the early 1900s to 1978. For only $29.95, you can use Machinery Pete's Classic Tractor Price Guide as a trusted and valuable resource in pursuing your antique iron passion. Call 877-847-9599 or visit shopfarmjournal.com.
Many people come to Yellowstone National Park hoping to see a grizzly bear. Most won't because the bears stay hidden, but if those visitors come just outside the boundary to the Grizzly Discovery Center, they can learn some amazing things about the creatures.
One of the things that people don't realize about bears is how powerful their sense of smell is. A bear's sense of smell is about 2,100 times better than a human's.
A.J. Klebnik helps care for 8 bears that were rescued and would not be able to survive in the wild.
Researchers in Yellowstone have tracked bears going up to 18 miles in a straight line to an animal carcass coming out of hibernation. What that means for people is when you are traveling and camping and recreating in the area, any food could be potentially an attractant to a bear.
Campers are warned to keep food in airtight containers. In fact, the center helps in designing products that keep bears out.
Nothing's truly bear-proof, but bear-resistant. Manufacturers, designers will bring their bear-resistant garbage can, dumpster, backpacking container designs here.
The containers are baited with things bears crave. Fruits, berries, and fish are some favorites. They then see how long the container can hold up to the bear's test.
It takes 60 minutes of paws-on contact with the container in order for that container to be bear-resistant. No wild bear generally is going to spend 60 full minutes in a human area working on a container. So we do that testing here, and our bears are the experts. They all have a history of getting into human food sources.
The center is open year-round for visitors to learn more about area wildlife. Traveling the countryside in West Yellowstone, Montana, I'm Andrew McCrae.